cause I got places I can be. I get your ass on the sea. Gucci CB VIP, so fuck them niggas, look at me.
Okay, there we go. Y'all can see me from here. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Is that it? Am I on? Yo, I'm talking to this camera. I'm turning to this camera. Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You are live right now on Morris Media Live, the livest media outlet on the planet. If you don't believe me, go to another planet and see if I ain't lying. Yo, I hope y'all feeling as good as me this morning. We talking fitness, y'all. We talking fun. We talking sports. We talking alkaline. We talking alkalis. We talking my cold foundation. We talking about everything that got to do with you being healthy. Wellness. You know, first of all, I'll tell you something. Everything is based on numbers, right? So if you have a pulse that is beating, boom, 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 boom. Hey, I don't know how fast you got there, pulse beat. You may need to slow down. You may need to speed up. I don't know. But I know one thing. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. Hey, don't shoot the messenger because your ass got a purpose. Figure that purpose out. I'm just here to make sure that you can stay healthy, stay alive as long as you can to make sure that purpose manifests itself, you know? Hey, I'm just saying, that's how it goes, all right? From your style to your smile, all right? Now, we're talking about my alkaline. I don't know if y'all can see that, but if you can't see it, there it is. Go buy it. You know what I mean? Tweet somebody, tell somebody. Let me turn around, make sure y'all can get a... Okay, that way? Okay, yeah. Y'all figure it out. Let me pull it back a little bit. There you go. See, I can maneuver this. You know, I ain't just a personality. I'm a person. So I can figure this out. Let me put it just how I'm putting it. All right. Boom. Now, today we're going to be talking about obesity and dating. For those that I noticed that there's a lot of obese people that like to kind of critique who they would be dating. You know, like I look at it like this. Date according to who you are, not who you think you are. All right? I'll give you an example. A few years ago, Beyonce had a song called Put a Ring on It. You like it, put a ring on it. You know, you remember the goddamn video. Right? You like it, put a ring on it, put a ring on it. Ho, put a ring on it. She worth $200-300 million. Now listen, if you just got an EBT card and you're getting dropped off somewhere, that's not enough for longevity. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, it look cool and all that, y'all. I can take you out to eat. I got my EBT card. I can do that. But then what happens when, you know, you actually, you know, you take that plunge. You know, you take that look. You know what I mean? Shout out to my people that's listening everywhere. I got to make sure I say what's up to everybody. Shout out to all my people that's listening, tuning in to all the other media outlets that I'm tuned in. Facebook, what's the other one? Instagram, Twitter, all of them, everything, everywhere. Shout out. Hey, tweet, tell somebody. Rodney Monster Baker, what's the science? I see you, family. Nate Porter on the line, he coming on. I'm supposed to have, what's her name, Angela Dean. She got the, what you call those things, the body shaper things that's going to shape your body. All right. Okay, now let me get back to what I was talking about. Dating and obesity. I'm going to be talking about that today. So, if you feel like you're having a problem with dating, because, hey, I'm in shape. So I want to date, you know, you people that's going to date people, you know what I mean? Y'all date people according to who you are. Right? Okay, I'll give you an example. If you're a big woman, but you want you a fit guy, and you go to the gym, and you find you a fit guy, and if the fit guy likes you at the gym, you're on to something, because he possibly say, you know what? Hey, I can work with you, I can make, you know what I mean? But if you just I'll give you an example. If you just hanging out at the, what's the one, Paul? It's just the Jamba Juice. Like I said, you just hanging out at the Jamba Juice, hanging outside the Jamba Juice, because you know the cats from the gym is going to come from the Jamba Juice. You just sitting out there and you just, you know, just watch people go back and forth, back and forth. You know what I mean? Don't indulge unless it's part of what you do. All right? That's all I'm saying. All right? And y'all figure that out later. All right? If y'all don't, that's not my fault. Hey, Enzo, what's the science? I see you. Everybody in Atlanta, check out Midwest, make it do what it do. They do housing and all that. Hey, if y'all got a business or something like that, call in and tell me so I can promote, because that's what I like to do. I'm about fitness, but I'm also about awareness, especially with my people. Yeah, we can say, yeah, I'm still part of the Black Lives Matter. I don't know where the fuck everybody at, but I ain't heard nothing from them, yo. Yo, you heard from Black Lives Matter, them? Portis? Yeah, I don't know where the Black Lives Matter at, y'all. What's happening, man? I still got my black power. I'm ready, y'all. What's the science? Talk to me. You know what I mean? I ain't heard nothing from them. What's the matter, man? What happened, man? Did Trumpy pay y'all off or something? Talk to me, man. Because I know I ain't seen a few of y'all came from off that elevator. I ain't heard from y'all. I ain't heard from Coon Harvey. I ain't heard from Coon talking about, yo, he ran up there talking about HUD. I ain't heard nothing about Coon, nothing about that meeting from Trump since you went up there, champ. I'm just saying. I ain't heard nothing about HUD. I ain't heard nothing about none of that shit. You heard from Steve Coon Harvey? I can't even call him Steve no more. I just got to call, because my little brother named Steve. I respect my little brother. You know what I mean? I can't call you the same shit that I call my little brother when you're a coon. My little brother is righteous. Izzo, tell him how it is, man. Okay, so, So ain't nobody heard from Coon Harvey anyway. And I just had to throw that out there, yo, because I'm going to be talking about all type of stuff. You heard him on the radio? What did he say? He ain't say nothing about HUD. I bet you he ain't say nothing about HUD. I went down there and told Donald Trump that I wanted to help out with the HUD housing and urban development. I'm like, show enough at this point. Catching bullets with your teeth, nigga, please. Knock it off, Coon. All right, so... what are we talking about, y'all? What's happening in the world, y'all? Since I know I kind of went off the mark with that one, but you know, hey, we in a society now where we can go off the mark and still be on. You know what I mean? I can put something in the media right now and say, yo, they came up in here and they tried to tap all of our phones up in here, yo. They came to Morris Media and tried to tap all the phones up in here. I ain't lying. No, we ain't got no phones up in here. But that ain't the goddamn point. You see how the alternative facts happen? Y'all want to call in and say something. What's the number, Porches? And action. There it is. 323-293-3375. Say it. Don't stress. This was last week. Okay. Here we go. People. My words will either attract a strong mind or offend a weak one. Wait a minute. I just thought about it. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Not St. Patrick, but the green. We don't give a fuck about no St. Patrick. Who in the hell is St. Patrick, yo? Don't nobody know who St. Patrick is. I don't know who St. Patrick is. Far as I know, that's Santa Claus. They all the same. Easter Bunny, St. Patrick. Jesus, they're all the same. Hey, miracles start to happen when you give as much energy to your dream as you do your fears. All right, you got that? Miracles start to happen when you give as much energy to your dreams as you do your fears. Keep in mind, y'all, I'm incorporating this shit as I go on. So that means that I'm telling y'all the quotes of the day and things that's going to motivate you, the things that's going to help you. I know that I was talking about dating. I'm talking about that. I don't date. I don't believe in dating now. You know what I mean? I don't believe in dating now. You know what I mean? Because it's 2017. I just don't. I ain't saying that that's what people shouldn't do. You know what I mean? I just, you know, when you look at it, you say, yo, what you want to do, you do that. You don't kind of add to this shit. We're going to get into it because it's going to be some fly stuff that y'all going to learn today, y'all. Or it's going to be some fly stuff that y'all going to either listen to and forget. It's two things that you can do with me. Either you can learn or you can listen to me and forget what the hell I said because, you know, it's fear. All right. When the devil whisper in your ear, you're not strong enough to withstand the storm. Today you whisper in his ear that you are the storm. Even though I don't believe in the devil, I don't know. You believe in the devil, pauses? No. See? But it's a science to that, y'all. You can't say, I believe in the devil and I believe in God. You got to choose one. For real. Because whichever way, if you say both, then guess what? Now you got a fight going on. You know what I mean? Now you got to fight that. You got to fight them demons. You know what I mean? Like, I ask people, do you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God. Cool. Perfect. Do you believe in the devil? Yeah, I believe in the devil. Whoa. Yeah, that's in trouble then. You know what I mean? You can't believe you sleep and you believe you woke. You got to be one or the other. You know what I mean? I don't let you sleepwalking. Which by then it leaves you in a daze. So, shit, man. Please don't let me get started on this. It's not even enough time on my show for that sermon. Amen and amen? All right. Yo. So, what else happened over the weekend? I mean, what happened? What's happening here? Ezekiel Elliott was partying with Meek Mill. Meek Mill took another loss. He didn't got into a fight with some cats over in St. Louis. What the? Meek, come on, man. Just stay in the house, dude. You was better off on house arrest, yo. You got on house arrest. Everything went south. All right? And so he partied with Ezekiel Elliott, which is the Dallas Cowboys running back. Ezekiel be partying a lot, y'all. Y'all might want to pay attention to Ezekiel. If y'all don't keep it, you know, I'm going to tell you Cowboys people out there, y'all better keep an eye on Ezekiel, man, because he like to party too much, man. Every time you see him, he's somewhere party at the strip club, he in Vegas, he this, that. Hey, don't turn into a Pac-Man Jones. All right, Pac-Man, don't call up to my show talking about, I'll kick your ass, because you won't. We'll tell you that right now. All right, stop. Let's see. Pierce Bronson, he said that, y'all know who Pierce Bronson is. Poetess, you know who Pierce Bronson is? Pierce Bronson, man, the used to have the show, the TV show. What the hell is the damn TV show? The TV show, the British dude. Okay. What's the name of the show now? Now I can't think of the damn name of the show. It was like some type of police show or something like that. Right? What was the name of the show? Anyway, he said that Conor McGregor would kick Floyd Mayweather's ass. This dude probably got, Pierce Bronson probably got about $400 million. I take out a loan, man, for as much as they would give me. You know what I mean? You give me $20 million, I'm betting it all on that. Remington Steel. I knew it was something. Yeah, Remington Steel. That was the name of the show. Yeah. He said that Conor McGregor would kick Floyd Mayweather's ass. I like to see that. And Pierce Bronson, listen to me. I ain't got the bag that you got, man, but I bet everything that I own on that one. And I'm going to sit there and watch the fight with you. Yeah, you know I mean, so don't try to run off with the bag. You know what I mean? You know, I know you and Trump probably friends, you know what I mean? So don't try to run off with the bag, y'all. The San Diego Chargers got an attitude because they told the people, when we come up to LA, don't wait till we start winning to start saying, yo, we want to be a Chargers fan as opposed to a Rams fan. I'm going to tell you something, Chargers, y'all suck, for real. Chargers, y'all, you're pathetic, period. I know, y'all going to come up here and you're going to say, you're going to remember that. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, man, y'all pathetic. Here's the thing, though. The Rams are worse than you. I know. I'm just saying. I'm in L.A. I understand. I get it. The Rams are worse than you, though. So it ain't going to be no bandwagon jumping. You know what I mean?
is sort of like the presidency. I didn't vote. Did you vote, Porches?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to leave you out the equation, though. All right? Because you're different. You're unique. Okay? But you can't vote for the lesser of the two evils. You ever hear that? You got to vote for the lesser of the two evils. If you vote for the lesser of the two evils, remember, you're evil yourself because you still voted. All right? But this don't include vote Porches, though, because, all right? you know what I mean? But anyway, they said don't jump on the bandwagon when they get down here because they don't want nobody talking about some all they tough, they good, they this, they that now when they should have did that from the get-go. Charles Barkley said LeVar Bell, I don't know if y'all know who LeVar Bell is, but his sons is going in college right now. He said that he was better than Michael Jordan. True story. This is what he said. This man ain't got nail ring. Hey, I'm just going to be real with you, LeVar. I didn't hear about LeVar Ball. That's his name. I didn't hear about you until Charles Barkley started going off on you, yo. Yeah, man. And I don't normally pay attention to Charles Barkley. I mean, Coon Barkley. I call them all coons, yo. Because they be doing some coon shit. You know what I mean? But the thing about Coon Barkley is... At least when he say some shit, he don't go back. He don't retract. He like, yo, I said it. I don't give a fuck about you. You know what I mean? And he be sitting on TNT drunk as a He be sitting down there, blow. He be like, is Chuck high as a mother? Chuck is drunk as a mother. Like, is it like every time we go to a commercial break, Chuck be on. I guess I ain't no motherfucking better because I smoke. Shit, I smoke. I ain't what you going to do? Hey, but a doctor will never prescribe a bottle of Ciroc or he'll never prescribe some Jack Daniels, you know, I'm going to give you a prescription to fill out this bottle of Jack or this bottle of, you know, come on. You go, you know, you go to the liquor store and say, yo, give me a bottle of Jack Daniels, a bottle of Ciroc, a bottle of this, that. And you're like, yo, you thinking, yo, this is what my doctor prescribed for me. Shit. Okay, Mark Cuban said he'll sell Obama 10% of the Mavs for $300 million. So that places the Mavs' value at $3 billion. I wouldn't pay $3 billion for the goddamn Dallas Mavs. I'm just going to keep it real. Once Dirk is out of there, I don't know what you going to do with Dirk. Because this is last year. He ain't going to, you know. He told Obama, though. Cuban said, he told Obama $300 million. I tell you what, though. If Mark Cuban run for president, that's when I'm going to vote. That's when I'm going to vote. I'm voting then. Yeah. We get the real billionaire now. He know how to run companies, run it, and do everything. He said he don't want to be a president, though. You know what I mean? But we'll see. You know, money talks. Sometimes, you know, they don't do it for the money. You know, Donald Trump paid $38 million, though, for his taxes in 2005, they said. Was it $35 billion or $38 million? $38 million, something like that. Either way, that's a lot of money, y'all. Y'all can save 12, y'all want to say. They don't have $38 million. You had to, I just got to give $38 million away just because I made it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I would do with myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep it real. I don't care how many billions I have, man. When they call me and say, hey, man, you owe $38 million for this year. Shit. This year. Shit. Come on now. Cliff Robinson. Get well, Cliff Robinson. We had a brain hemorrhage, Cliff Robinson for the I remember Cliff Robinson used to play for the Blazers. I don't know if he got traded or nothing like that, but yeah, he had a brain hemorrhage and things like that. Get well, smoke some kush, you'll be all right. hey, did y'all know that they was paying $146,000 per day to protect Melania and the boy? $146,000 a day, that's what we paying. I say we, like I'm saying, I'm just saying, we just put, it's all part of the subject, right? All right. Okay. So listen, y'all, I got to take a break. But when I come back, I'm going to be talking about, hold on, I'm gonna be talking about obesity and dating. All right. So if you know, let's say, discover what works for you, and here's a list of the most frequently asked questions for obesity and dating, and the most frequently asked questions in fitness. All right. So as I take this break, I'll be back. And then we gonna rock it from there. Hey, Alkaline! But you call off, never take it some more fall off. When you stay that committed to it, you just fall down and never fall off. So last night took a hell. But tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back. Yo, what's the science? Yo, I am Demega. This is the Demega Code, as you can see. Check it out on the sleeve. Yo, you know y'all can win y'all gear at my website if y'all subscribe, y'all. You can win gear, you can win water, you can win a lot of things that goes along with your health. So, it ain't no excuse, excuse. You know what I mean? Like, there's an excuse, and then there's an excuse. You know what I mean? Shit, which one are you going to be? You going to be an excuse? I wonder what is excuse. What is that, yo? What is excuse? Poetess? Accuse. You know what accuse? You got to be, it's a word, right? It's accuse. Right? If it's an excuse, excuses. Yo, so we got somebody on the line? Huh? Yeah? Okay. What we got there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're calling the North Pole. Who we got on the line? Can't she hear me? Hello? I'm going to do the line of Richie. Is it me you're looking for? What the hell? Can you hear me or not? Is she laughing in the background?
Is this me? Are you talking? Is this Angela? This is Angela.
She said, is this Angela? Wow. You tell me, is this Angela?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Angela.
Okay, this is Angela. Okay, here we go. Angela. Angela. Hey. Angela Dean.
I didn't know you were calling for me.
Yeah, if you're Angela Dean, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I call when I'm called.
Okay, we not, this ain't the IRS. You ain't got, she's screening it. Wait, is this these?
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah. Okay, so listen, welcome to the Demega Code. Tell
Thank
the people.
Thank you for
having me. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Tell the people who you are, where you are, and why you are.
My name is Angela Dean. I am a celebrity fashion designer in Los Angeles, California. And I have an amazing, amazing, amazing shapewear line, revolutionary, called Shaped by an Angel.
Shaped by an Angel.
Yes.
Okay. Now, hold on, because I got to play the devil's advocate here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. Is this a product for... Plus size is a product for average size. I mean, who is this for? Tell me who this is for.
This is a product for all women of all sizes.
Got you.
Shape real body. Real women with real bodies was designed according to the five most common body types.
Okay.
That exist, and that is rectangle, triangle, hourglass, oval, which is for the plus size woman.
Uh huh.
An inverted triangle.
What about SpongeBob-ish? They don't got that one?
Everything.
SpongeBob?
Everything.
Do they got
whatever,
the SpongeBob
whatever
shit?
Whatever shape you are, from SpongeBob to Kim Kardashian, we got you covered.
That's dope. I like that. So
yes.
What is it? Is it a waist trainer? Is it a, you know, is it apply right? Where can they look at it at?
They can go to www.shaped.com. SHAPED, so shaped by an angel. And it is designed with post-surgical compression fabric.
Okay.
Which means that you get semi-permanent results by wearing it on a regular basis.
Gotcha.
So we understand that compression the more you wear it, the more it will reshape your body because muscles have memory.
Mm-hmm.
So, which we don't know, you know, in the public, we don't understand about wearing compression because in 1960s, mm-hmm. women threw away their panties and bras.
They did? You know?
Yeah. They didn't want to be bothered anymore with a lot of corseted and girdles and those type of things. So that's when we saw the body start losing shape as what you are involved in today.
I see.
Reshaping those bodies, correct?
I see. But let me ask you this, though. I got to play devil's advocate here with you.
Yes.
Okay. So if it shapes the body, you do know that it's not, you know, you're not shaping the fat.
Yes, I am.
You're shaping
yes,
the fat?
I am shaping the fat. Now you in my world.
Okay, now we're talking because
So now this is what it does. So imagine a shell that has been created for your body type, right?
Right.
So let's say, for instance, you're a plus-size woman. Give that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And you have flesh problems in areas where you feel you're a little bit more fleshy than others. What this garment does...
Fleshy. I'm sorry, that's just fine.
I use that in respect.
Of what?
All of us have a little flesh, except for you.
Flesh.
But anyway.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Fleshy.
We know you don't have no flesh. You just perfectly, you know, muscled out and everything. So, but some men have fleshy issues, which mean there's fatty areas, right?
Right.
So what has happened is I have designed and engineered the garment to fit the body type that you have, but it's accentuating the areas you need to accentuate and you know, curve and do whatever. And then it is enhancing the camouflaging the other areas. So, like, for instance, if your stomach is bulging or whatever, your sides have a little bit more flesh, the garment is concealing those areas and shaping your body to give it the best shape it can possibly have.
Wait.
In that
hold up. Stop right there. Wait. Wait. See,
okay. You
the one thing you said one thing in there that threw me off.
Okay, what is it?
Camouflage.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait. We don't want to camouflage this shit.
We want to
get rid of it. Okay,
I camouflage, you get rid of. So I start the woman out.
Okay.
To camouflage with the garment because if I put on a garment that I want to reshape me, right?
Right.
And I need it to fix some of those areas where I have problems, where they're coming to you to get worked out.
Right.
I haven't quite, you know, accomplished that right there.
Right.
They put this garment on and does all the tricks. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay, now let's start. Wait. I like that. Great idea. Great way to start.
Yes.
However,
that's where
it ends.
Well,
shit, why I gotta is. Wait? Listen, let me finish though, Angela. Why okay. I gotta work out? I can just wear this and suck this
no,
in, and I gotta.
No.
I ain't gotta. Angela figured out a way now. I ain't
no.
even gotta work out no more. I can just put my big old ass in here, and I'll be cool. And
no.
I ain't gotta work out because I can camouflage it.
No, it doesn't. It does exactly the opposite. Guess
what's it? Wait. Come on now.
Here we go.
Let's
come
go. Enlighten.
Well, the reason it does the opposite is because psychologically.
You that need word.
To be, you need to be encouraged
mm-hmm.
to know what you're going towards, where your goals are starting to work. When you can put on a garment and you can instantly have a transformation,
right.
That's what it does
right.
to a woman especially. And to a man, because we have men that put these garments on and instantly feel gratification. And what it does is it starts getting their minds prepared to start exercising, eating better, because they feel better. But it's an instant thing for the moment.
For
right?
the moment, got you.
So when they put on their clothes or whatever, but as they're starting to think differently now, I want to do better. I want to eat better. The garment holds you nicely. So it's not like you can gouge, and this is what we're talking about
uh-huh.
in terms of making sure you wear shapers daily.
Right.
Because it keeps your body concealed, but it also holds you where you're not gouging in food. And this is the problem with stretchy clothes and things that are not conformed to a certain fit. You start being, you know, really free of eating and doing what you want, so your body just spreads. And it's
got
nothing
you.
To keep it held.
Got
so,
you. So what happens? Okay, Angela.
Okay.
What happens when it becomes just comfortable and I don't want –
to work out. I don't need to. I'm comfortable just like, I'm comfortable with the camouflage. Never mind it's instant. Never mind it's something that makes you feel good. What is what is the long-term effect of it? Do you want women to wear this every day to make themselves feel better and just keep the fat camouflage?
Or? Well, no, it's also shaping you and keeping you shapely, meaning so, you know, let's say you're in the process of getting cut, or everyone is not going to get absolutely perfectly shaped when they're exercising. Mm-hmm. The thing that I want to have people understand is we are all uniquely made, okay? Mm-hmm. So there is no one of us that's exactly the same, right? So when we look at each other and on your behalf as a fit expert, uh-huh. you see people in a way where they should look a certain particular way. But some people are genetically made, you know, like some particular cultures have more vast body types.
Like,
you know?
like Samoans.
I was getting ready to say like Samoans, but I didn't want to, you know, be disrespectful. But Samoans are beautiful people, but they happen to just be made very, very bulky and very
right.
strong and robust people. All the women are like that. So if I'm thinking in terms of always wanting to look like a size zero and I'm a Samoan woman,
right.
beautiful in my own skin,
right.
I can be healthy, I can be physically fit,
right.
but that doesn't mean I'm going to be what the standard of society
gotcha.
is either small or big.
Gotcha.
So my point is to embrace women where they are.
Gotcha.
I want them to not be not conscious of themselves and their health and their physical well-being, but I want them to accept their bodies to an extent so they can improve themselves, but that doesn't mean that has a cookie-cutter visual idea of what that looks like. I think that's a problem when we try to put people in boxes.
Got you. Now, let me ask you this. What's the difference between your product and another waist trainer, just like the average waist trainer? Like, okay, just strap this on, and it's going to take this off. You know, what's the difference between...
Good point.
Huh?
My garments have no hooks, zippers,
really?
Harnesses, nothing. You put them on your body, but there's no zippers and hook and eyes and things.
So how do you do it? You put it over yourself, or you slide into it, or
you slide into it, but you put it on. It's like a girdle. You know, it's tight. You know, the fabric is very tight and porous, and so you just pull. You know, you just get it on. It take a little bit of a struggle, not a lot.
You can't, hey Angela, you can't say that.
but it's a little bit of a struggle to get it on initially. But that's you want it to be a little snug. So it's not something that's just going to slide. And that's the problem with shapewear today. You know, it's a little.
So let me okay.
Slides on.
Okay, okay,
it's not
okay.
Working.
Okay, got you. I gotta ask you this though. So they get it on. And is it full body? Is it like a short set? Is it just a, you know?
Well, we have a full body one that is scooped out in the breast area, so you can wear your own bra.
Uh-huh.
And it comes up around your back and your shoulders, so it takes care of any fleshy areas around the back of your you know, the area.
Hold on one second. Pause this. Pull up. Can you pull up the... The touch by the angel. What's the name? I'm sorry.
Shaped
by
an angel.
Please, and let's see. The hocus pocus here. Let's see the magic happen here.
Yes, let's see it pop off.
Shaped by, and you know what shape stands for?
What?
Shape stands for shows how all people evolved.
Oh, I got to write that down. That's part of a good tagline.
I don't see why not. Each one reach one, teach one. Shape shows how all people evolved. So however you look, that's how you evolve. That's how, you know, everybody evolves differently. However, your shape shows how all people evolved. So
I love it.
Yeah. So shaped by an angel, to me, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate, sounds like a good idea. For those that want to house the fat, not actually get rid of the fat. Like, I can put it in here.
No.
I don't want to, you know, I didn't hurt, you know, listen, people didn't call me, women didn't call me and said, I want to be, I want to lose a little weight, but I still want to be a plus size model. Don't call me then. Call another trainer. Call someone else that's going to walk you around the gym, talking on their phone. Oh, wait. Hey, Pete. Hey, Jim. How are you? Know, call, huh? Who's that? What's that?
Well,
up there?
Know, the thing is, you also wear shapewear to smooth you under clothes. You know, it's, and it also gives great back support and posture, assists with your posture. So there's a lot of benefits in wearing compression shapewear, especially.
Right.
You know, there are benefits. You know, it does rotate your muscles gradually as you're wearing it because it affects your lymphoids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In compression, as you know, with basketball playing, you know, I'm sure you deal in sports and things like that,
yeah.
You know, that assists you when you're working out. So we are bringing out a, actually, legging, which is a great product that you could share for women.
I'm not wearing no leggings. What do you mean? What do you mean? I can share. What do you mean?
But women would wear leggings to work out. Compression is amazing to work out in. It helps. It doesn't allow you to have as much soreness.
Hey, but
you're done.
I see a lot of overweight women. I see a lot of obese women that wear leggings.
Yeah, but you're putting that in a B section. You keep putting and dividing people. You have to remember that you are wearing compression when you work out every day. I go in the gym and everybody's in compression wear. It's just got orange stripes or green stripes. That's the same thing.
But leggings,
no
though.
Different.
No. I mean, I guess it's, hey, I guess you can say it is. It is the same thing. You know what I mean?
It's
all compression. But it's just like saying, that's just like saying a woman that's posing in her bra and panties and the same woman is posing in a bikini. And it's less material on the bikini than it is the bra and panties. But it's all the perception.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just that you are hearing me talk to you from a shapewear perspective.
Put that
right?
back on the screen for me, Porches.
But still, when you are working out, any exercise, you can go to Big Five, and they're selling you compression garments.
Uh-huh.
That's what you work out in.
So do you work out in this stuff?
You can work out in those garments.
See, wait. See this? Let me stop again.
Yes.
Not can I. I'm asking, is this specifically...
Yes. You
Angela
can.
Dean. Wait. Let me slow down. Let me ask.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I'm asking here.
Let
me tell you what I'm asking here.
Okay.
If I went in a store and bought this,
yes.
Would I find this product in the sports department, sportswear, or will I find it in the women's wear underwear?
You will find it in women's underwear, but
we have
an additional product that I'm working on that has to do with the legging that specifically can be used for working out and for just wearing every day.
Okay. See? This is what I'm trying to get to. This is the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay.
You're saying this is for women who are plus size, who want to wear it every day. But I'm looking at the picture.
No, see, there you go.
No, I'm looking at
it again.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm
looking at plus size people.
I'm looking at the picture.
Which picture are you looking at? Of all the girls?
Yeah, all the girls. It's the plus size one in the middle, then it's one that's in shape.
So that's just showing you the different various body types, just to show you that we catering to all women. That's
right.
What the point is.
I like that.
Real women with real bodies. So once again, going back to the point, Mr. Perfection, all people are made differently and uniquely. So everybody, a lot of plus size women may not have the body structure to be a size 6. Even though you want to make them a 6, can they go down to a 6? Some women just cannot become a 6.
Wait, see? That's
can
the... Wait, hold on. Hold on right there.
That's
the word right there.
About.
No.
Okay.
That's the word. Cannot.
Okay.
Cannot. So if a woman come and say, look, I've been trying to get down to... Or I've been trying to lose... you'll say, you know what? You cannot... So buy this.
No.
Wait. Let me finish, Angela. You gotta understand. You gotta understand.
Okay.
Everything is about perception and how you perceive
it. Okay.
You see what I mean? So
if
now I'm focusing on the woman that you got directly in the front, the plus size one.
Yes. Okay, okay, that's the one you focused on.
Yeah,
okay,
because you couldn't put her on the end because it'd throw everything off.
Okay.
So I got you had to put it right there in directly.
You
in
the, I
you,
can't.
You, you, I'm just saying, though, right? You can't. Right. Right, it just don't. So
audience,
listen.
Bear so, with him. So, go ahead.
So if this is the look, and that's
oh,
fine.
God, help us.
No,
got
no.
It.
No, I'm saying because, I, remember now, I'm here to help obese and overweight women. Like
that's
the ones on the
base.
Right, right. The ones on the side of the she's not really obese and all that. She's just overweight. You
right.
Know. But
got it.
You know, I've seen worse. Trust
me. I understand.
Precious by any means. But hey, shout out to Precious because she's losing some pounds.
Yes, she did. She did 100 and she wears Shape by an Angel. She started wearing Shape by an Angel on Empire the first
Who,
week.
Precious?
Yes, she did.
Well, see, there it is. See, I'm finna give her a shot. I didn't know that she was wearing your shit. I didn't know.
She started wearing Shape by an Angel she was wearing it before Empire. And then Empire called me to get shapewear for her. And if you don't, I don't know if you remember, but she started out the first season, with fitted dresses as big as she was.
Yeah.
The only reason she was able to pull that
How could you not?
In her confidence.
Remember that. Becky?
Because I was able to have, she was able to put on something that was able to help.
She had the surgery. She had the surgery.
No. When she wore the fitted dress.
Not then. No. I'm not talking about then. I'm talking about.
No, I don't know. I don't know if she had surgery.
I'm telling you, it's written. She said it. She had the surgery. So that's
she did have the surgery.
Yeah, she had the surgery. So now she you know. So like I say, I don't you know, I'm normally against surgery. But when you say to yourself, yo, I ain't finna work out and I ain't finna eat right and I'm, you know, morbidly obese, and then you say and people talking to you and you're like, yo, I'm just gonna have the surgery.
Right.
Okay, well, if that's what it take. Okay, boom. Now she's on the right track. Because at first, yes. I mean, for years, it was just, hey, skip y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't
yeah.
Now the thing is, let's see if she gets some work.
You mean some work? Yeah, that's the problem. You know,
let's see if she gets some work.
The interesting part about her, she was working like major.
Yeah, she was working. But so was Monique. But she lost all that. She lost all that weight.
And
you didn't see Monique again.
No more.
Ever again. Well, that's because her whole show is about, you know, skinny bitches.
Yeah,
that's it. So,
yeah.
So once you become skinny, now you can't talk about the fat chick because you were just like us last week.
So
she couldn't conform. She couldn't figure out a routine to talk about.
It's true.
But she should have just went and started talking about other stuff as opposed to weight. Just don't even talk about weight at all.
No more.
Just change
no
your
more.
Whole script. But she
became
that's what she was
her
just,
brand. It became part of her brand.
That was her brand. That was her brand. So,
she's
you know what I mean?
From that.
Okay, so.
That was a lot of her family.
Okay, so give me four people. Let me ask you this. Is this just for women?
No.
Well, where's the men at then? Where's the men body?
I'm bringing them in.
Okay.
I'm bringing them in. I'm working on them now.
But right.
We have men t-shirts.
T-shirts?
That are like, look like wife beater kind of concept. And then there's a wide, like a 4-inch band of elastic at the bottom of the hem of it. So it doesn't flip back on you. So when you put it on, it just compresses you and makes everything very smooth. I mean, now for a man like yourself, you don't need it. But you deal with men sometimes that have a little like fleshy area in the breast area, from working out or steroids or something.
Bibbies or something like that.
They call them like that, yeah.
Bibbies, man boobs.
Yeah, a lot of men deal with that.
Yeah,
they hate it.
Right.
And this t-shirt, because of the compression, because what that is, it's only flesh. You know, it's not any muscle in that for men.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put the compression garment on, it just flattens you to your normal body, you know?
Okay.
So it's really great for under, you know, any like even under your regular clothes and, you know, that you're wearing every day.
All right.
It's amazing.
So it's safe to say that the product is for, again...
Yes.
Housing all body types. So
real women with real bodies.
For real women, real, not mannequins.
No.
Not mannequins.
For real women with real bodies.
I got that. Okay, now, do you venture into anything else with it? Like, yo, do it come with, like, a nutritional type thing? Like, but it's not really for fitness, though. It's like a girdle, like you said.
It's a girdle. It's shapewear. But the company, what we believe in, we believe in healthy lifestyle. So we are encouraging women. A part of our branding has to do with healthy eating, healthy lifestyle, exercise, and working out. We are encouraging women to become better, to improve who they are. We always want to motivate and uplift women to be the best that they are.
Right,
that
but
is
we're
what
gonna
we stand for.
Right, and we're gonna encourage you. This is what we. But that's like, you know what I mean? That's like we gonna feed you this, but we'll be coming back this way.
Yeah, but see, what we are is we are part of the process of your change. You know. It you'd be surprised as you sit because you are into fitness and health and you really are regimentated in that. A lot of women are a lot of people are on the fence. You know, they want to get into it, but they don't have the time, or they're lazy, or they're not eating right. Whatever it is.
But wait. I gotta say this, but there is no change. If you just, yes, I'm just saying, if no. if I'm an obese woman. And I'm like, yo, I just want to just bring this shit in a little bit. I don't want to lose no weight or nothing like that. I don't want to change.
It
I just want
to change. Huh? And even though you're saying that's what they're saying when they put it on, right?
Right.
But technically what happens is the reverse. When they put it on and they feel the change.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Wait.
No.
The
no.
They feel it.
Listen.
They experience it. And then they start working towards feeling like that without the body shaper. I have many testimonies. And listen to me, public. Hear me out. I know my brother is trying to work on the fitness thing, and we are encouraging fitness. But let me tell you one thing. We have testimony after testimony, my sisters and brothers.
You know why? Listen, Angela, let me tell you why you have testimony after testimony.
Why?
Because you have made women comfortable in their fat.
No.
Yes. That's what happened. I'm telling you. That's what happened. I'm comfortable. They ain't going to tell you. Listen, they ain't going to tell you. Look, Angela, I appreciate this. I'm comfortable in my fat. I ain't got to lose no weight. I ain't got to do nothing. But hold on. Let me. Them 10 extra pounds that I was trying to get rid of.
Have been shaped.
Are still here. They're just hidden away.
They're hidden away, but guess what? Guess what, listening audience? From that point, it's a shift in the mind.
No, it is
point,
not. No. Wait, let me tell you why.
Testimony, listen, audience, of mindset changes that happen. I have a Queen Latifah's hairstylist came to me at the wrapping party of Queen Latifah's show and said, I want to thank you, Miss Dean, for helping me.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, what? She said, for creating the shapers. I started out with the 3X, and now I'm in a 2X. And my goal is to get into an extra large. When I put the shaper on, I used to not like my body. But when I put the shaper on, I became more, you know, acceptance, more in acceptance of my body. And I start wearing more fitted clothes. And it started working, and it started encouraging me. In my mind, I start wanting to lose weight and start just automatically start eating better.
I can see that.
Exercising.
I can see that.
That is the process of what we've had testimony after testimony. And then what happens is they start buying smaller sizes, but shapewear is important to wear.
Put the picture back up. Pull it just for
me. Even if you're small, are you considered, according to Mr. Domega, a perfect body type, you still may want to be smoothed out for your dress that you're wearing.
I got that. So I got relevant. That. I get this. However, like I was just saying, some people just use it as a, you know, as a scapegoat. But let me ask you this. The long ones and all that, it look like it's hard to come off if they got to use the restroom or something like that.
Okay. Now, that's a good question, sir. It does have an area that I have accommodated for your restroom activity.
Okay, got you. All okay, right, cool.
So in the crotch area, right. Ladies,
yeah.
You have something for you to use the restroom.
Okay, you gonna put that for you gonna put one for the men too, right? When they get there, when we get ours on, right?
But when we get the men, their leggings. We're gonna make sure they have.
You keep saying leggings, yo. I just can't get with
you
the leggings.
You know
thing.
The bikers. You know, like you wear it like under the when you want to play basketball and you wear it to the knee and you can wear it to. Ankle if you
yeah,
want,
but it just sounds cool. It just sounds like, you know.
I need to call them something else. What do you call them? What do you guys call them? Compression shorts?
Compression pants.
Okay, that's what we would call it. We wouldn't call them leggings.
Yeah.
I would never do that to you.
Leggings. I mean, because that's going
to
be a hard one to say. Hey, guys, I got the hottest leggings for you. Huh?
You might have to be share this for me, and I don't want to have you stuttering and can't explain what
yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, yeah, you know, they're la, 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 la. Okay, listen. So I'm gonna let you get out of here, but before we go, tell me, give me 4 people that you want to rock your stuff because they listening. Whoever they are.
Whoever
they are. Why didn't you get Queen Latifah? You know, Queen Latifah need one. She about the size of she.
Wearing them.
She.
All my celebrity clients wear them. They've been wearing them for years.
Okay, well.
And I do design for the music and entertainment business, everyone. So this is a passionate product that I am giving to the world.
Right.
So make sure that you go on, learn more about it.
Right.
Like us on. The main thing before I go, please go to Shaped by an Angel, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And please like our page. We have a lot to bring to the table, especially if you're working out and you want something amazing to do different things for you as the Mega is giving you all your amazing water and your
right.
physical things. We have something to assist you as well.
Right. Or if you just big and you don't,
you know,
and you just want to just put store house the
I
fat,
can't.
You can also
right
call
now.
Shaped by an Angel because
ladies,
you can do whatever you want to do
ladies,
once you have it.
You, all of you plus size women, he is giving you a hard time, but I love you. Understand that I support every part of your process.
See,
whether you are big,
she's a great salesperson. She really
yes.
she is great. So for that reason alone, y'all better go get y'all one of them Shaped by an Angel.
Yes.
Shows how all people evolve. Get
hey.
It, get it. All right, hey, listen, I appreciate you. We gonna have you back on, and we gonna have you on when you come up with the leggings for the men.
There you go.
When the you come with the compression pants for the men, shaped. I don't. What you gonna call it though? Shaped.
We'll figure that out. We'll let you do that part. We'll give you because you got to give it the name. So we're going to let you figure it out. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Got that.
Watch
cool.
out for the name from Jamaica.
Yeah. Look out, y'all. I may call it like, you know, shaped from the gods if it was shaped by.
Hey.
If it's shaped from the angels, it's, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
That was
you know,
God.
Yeah, you know what? Angels come from God, you know? So
yeah.
there you have it.
Yeah. Shaped right. by the king.
Shaped by the
right.
king.
That's right.
I like that, though. Okay, so listen, tell
all
them,
right.
get the people your social media handle. Tell them where they can stalk you at just in case they want to see you again.
All right. It's Shaped by an Angel. S-H-A-P-E-D.
Right.
By an angel. Make sure to hit me up, guys. I want to see some numbers change today from this wonderful
there it
time
is.
We've had together.
There
all
it
right.
is. All right. Appreciate you. All right.
Thank you, Jamaica. Have
one.
A good day.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Angela Dean, y'all. If y'all want to get a fat suit, no, I'm just playing. If y'all want to get Shaped by an Angel, y'all make sure y'all check her out and go see what she gonna do. I gotta take a break because it's about that time for us to say that we affront DMC and Jam Master J. Pop. Yo, what's the sign, yo? I am Jamaica. This is the Jamaica Cult. You are live right now on the Live S'mores Media Live right now. Got poetess on the wheels of megahertz. Megabits, what do they call the computers? Megabytes, megabits, megahertz. Yo, and what we got on the line? Nate Porter on the line. Do we get Nate on the line?
I'm here.
Nate!
What's up, Mega?
Man, everything above your head. Then there's me. What's good with you?
Shit, just got finished training a few clients, watching this game.
What game?
Talking to, Oklahoma State and Michigan.
Who you going for?
I'm a Kentucky fan.
So it don't matter?
No, it don't matter. I'm just watching. I'm a basketball fan, too.
I'm going for Michigan. I'm going for Detroit. I'm going for Flint. They in Flint or where they in? Detroit or Flint?
I think it's Flint.
Oh, all right. Okay, so listen, man. Tell the people who you are, where you are, and why you are. Let me see.
I'm Nate Porter, the fitness trainer.
Uh-huh.
I'm the weight guy because I'm the weight guy.
You know what I mean?
You can find me on Instagram at Nate Porter the third with a three behind it. And on Facebook, Nate Porter the fitness trainer.
Okay, cool. All right, so Nate. So we're talking about the most frequently asked questions in the gym. But before that, we was talking about, I'm going to go off of here because I'm live on a few different platforms right now. But
mm-hmm.
I'm finna do something different here. Nate, we talking about, me personally, I was going to be talking about, what you call, the 10 fitness facts.
Mm-hmm.
10 most frequently asked fitness questions. And the other one was, hold on. The other one was about, dating.
Mm-hmm.
The, obese couples. Like, people don't want to address those scenarios.
Right. I'm going through it right now with two of my clients.
What is it? What's happening?
I wrote his nutrition plan up, and of course, when you got a wife that's a nurse, they think they know everything.
Uh-huh.
She's telling him to eat this and that, which, like he said, Nate, I've seen your work, so I'm not going to eat. What she tell me, like I tell him, you can't have no soy sauce. You can't have none of that when you obese.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I tell people, you can't. Well, now she's getting an attitude because, like I tell him, I said, man, you trying to change your life. You know, she's either with you or she's against you.
Right.
She's against you if she's telling you to do this, you know, and I wrote out a nutrition plan for your body type.
Right.
It don't work like that.
Is she in shape?
No.
Shit, mate. You didn't give her a chance. Wait a minute. I mean, is she out of shape or she just don't work out?
Man, she is out of shape. She's not even in shape, period. But, you know, again, you know, just because your degree says nurse, that don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, got you. So, Nate, is she obese or is she just out of shape?
She's obese.
Okay, got you. Because, you know, you in Kentucky and there's a lot of, that's one of
the biggest states of obesity.
So you got an obese person telling another obese person what not to eat and what to eat and how.
Yeah. After I wrote a nutrition plan up for him.
That's crazy, y'all. Did you hear what this man said? You got one obese person telling another obese person what not to eat. That's the blind leading the blind, y'all. You both fall into a ditch. So what was the recourse? What was the outcome of that?
I told him to stay focused on what he's doing because, you know, he said, Nate, your work, I've seen it. You know, I'm like, man, you know, I said, don't let her hinder you backwards, man. And that's what happens, you know, just because she got an attitude and you're trying to do good, let her have an attitude.
Right. Okay. Well, here goes some of the studies about obese couples. Obese couples tend to be less happy with their, and please, by all means, y'all, I ain't in your relationship. I don't know what's going on in your relationship. You know what I mean? I don't know. You may be happy in your relationship. You may be exceedingly happy. All I know is the healthier you are, the happier you are. True story. Because at the very least, you know that you're happy. True story. All right? So here it is. Obese couples tend to be less happy with their relationships than healthy or fit couples, according to a study by Jeffrey Lober. See? I didn't make this up, y'all. All right, here we go. Meanwhile, obese women tend to be happier with their marriage or relationship than other women. Men who gain weight were more likely to report marital problems compared to men who lost weight. while women who gain weight were more likely to be happy compared to those who lost weight. Does those numbers, did y'all hear those numbers right there? You know, because it could be going a lot of different ways, you know. And, you know, weight is what weight is. I don't get upset with obese people. People may, when you talk to me, you may think, damn, you really got something against fat people. You really got something. No. I ain't got nothing against nobody. Personally. Especially if I'm here to help. I just got my own way of helping. I'm very direct. You know what I mean? You got to get hit just like you put the food. You put the food directly into your mouth. Why would I beat around the bush and say something over here? Hey, look over here. Hey, what about over here? No, I got it. It has to be direct. See? People don't understand. It's too much pacifying going on, man. And then when something happens like third level hypertension and diabetes and all these other things, then everybody want to be sad and sorrowful and all this other, and this could have been prevented and all that. Come on, man. Everything could be prevented. For real. It's never too late to be what you almost were, right? Nate.
Yo.
What's one of the most commonly asked? Let me ask you this. Do you give relationship advice to people that's obese? Because I noticed, I got to say this real quick. I noticed that most obese women, they don't want men that are not in shape or at least not obese.
I give advice on the other things because the truth is the truth.
Right. You can't pacify it.
Yep, you can't.
All right, here goes some more things. Obese while dating. They have more unhealthy altercations, unlike healthy couples or fit couples. They have more unhealthy altercations, meaning
same thing like I was just talking about.
Right? That, and plus, just like being, you know, just being out, and, you know, everything is a shame now, though. Everything is a shame. You can't fat shame. You can't short shame. You can't, you know what I mean? Body shame. You can't hair shame. You can't shame nothing. Everything is, they didn't put shame to everything now. So if you're trying to talk to somebody, and hey, Nate, do you talk to people about their health that don't pay you?
Yeah, because I do some things out of the kindness of my heart. You know, if a lot of people don't have money, you know what I'm saying? If they're serious, I'm going to help them. Because, you know, that's my guy's way. All right? You know, if they're serious, I'm serious because I love what I do.
Right.
You know, sometimes it ain't all about the money, you know.
I'm going to tell you, man, I used to think that. I mean, I used to think, you know what? Sometimes it ain't all about the money, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Till you get the money. Then you know, shit, this is what it was about, baby. You know why? Right. Because check this out. What I've learned about dealing with obese people and overweight people, if they're not paying you, they don't take what they do serious enough.
And I say that too, the people, even people if they're not super obese, even, you know, just being a little overweight, I said, until you have to pay for something, you're not going to pay attention.
Yeah, if you're not gonna, like you just said, if you're not gonna pay for it, you ain't gonna pay attention to it. Period. Now, if you're gonna, I'm just talking about with obesity. I ain't talking about fixing cars. I ain't talking about you ain't paying to go to see what it's like to fix the window or something like that. I'm talking about your health. If people is not paying for their help, they're really not interested. Because think about it. You paid to get unhealthy like that. That food wasn't free. All them dinners, all that going to the restaurants, all the eating unhealthy, the snacks, and all that shit wasn't free. You paid to look like that.
Yeah.
You paid for that extra 100 pounds you wearing. You paid for that. Why would I help you get it off for free? What would make me think that you're serious enough to get that off for free when you okay to look like that in the first place?
I tell them, don't mind getting it off. You didn't mind doing it.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is, I guess it's a little different for me because it's about the money for me. Because guess what? I'm a prophet.
Right.
Spell it how you want. You know what I mean? I spell it P-O-R-F-I-T.
That's right.
Hey, come on, man. A prophet is a prophet. You know what I mean? So I just call it how I see it. And it's nothing like, you know, I helped a few people along the way, you know, get in shape and, you know, show love and all this and that. And, you know, that's cool. However, I got a cold foundation right now to deal with childhood obesity, which trains the parents, which is the double whammy because now it gets to help two people at the same time. The parents, my cold foundation, my East Plexity trainers, they train the parents and the parents, you know, in exchange, they train the kids. It's not a child development program. It's a program to help you. Because 9 times out of 10, if the kid is obese, it's because the parents are obese. 9 times out of 10. You're not finna see healthy parents and fat kids. You just ain't gonna do it. Not nowadays. You know what I mean? Even with all the processed stuff that they put in the food. What you think about that?
That's true. You know, behind every unhealthy child is an unhealthy parent.
Period.
Period. They could say whatever. You know what I'm saying? It starts at home.
Right. Here's the other thing. Common socializing becomes hard because of insecurities and being obese. These are some of the things that got to do with dating and obesity. This one is public humiliation. Hey, I'm just saying, yo. Everybody going to be judged for something. I mean, I'm sure when midgets walk around, and I said midget, goddammit, I don't care. If people say, why do you call them little people? I'm going to call them what I called them. You know what I mean? You're a midget, goddammit. So I'm sure when they go out in public and, you know, people hear, you know, kids, even kids, you know, said, you know, all the time, like, oh, I'm taller than you, or, oh, look, you know, I seen one kid tell a midget, I dunk on you. And now, mind you, he couldn't dunk his damn self, you know what I mean? But he told the midget that, I'll dunk on you. And the midget, like, got mad, like, you know what I mean? But he was a kid, he was just playing with him, you know what I mean? Kids, they're kids. You know what I mean? But, you know? But anyway, I'm just saying, everybody's going to get offended by what they are. You know what I mean? I go in places, they sometimes say, look at this musclehead motherfucker. Look at who you think he is, you know, nah, nah, nah. I don't really care. You know what I mean? So if you don't care how you look, by all means, I digress. But if you do care how you look and you want to look better, these are some of the things that can help you. All right? Stay focused on your diet. Listen to the weight guard, right? The diet is more important than anything?
70, 30, 80, 20, 90, 10. Yes, the diet is the most important thing.
70, 20. Say that. What does that mean? Tell them what it means.
It's still our nutrition, period. How you weigh it, whatever you say. You can go to the gym and kill yourself if your nutrition's off. Your whole everything is off.
You say you can go to the gym and kill yourself if your nutrition is off. Well, that's what happened to Bob Harper, but he didn't kill himself. But you heard about Bob Harper, right?
I ain't here.
Training for the Biggest Loser.
What happened?
He was on the treadmill, man. He had a massive heart attack, man.
Wow, I got to
Google that. Yeah, man, he had a massive heart attack. Now, this is the trainer for the Biggest Loser, one of the biggest TV shows for losing weight for the last 15 years. I don't think it's on no more, though, but because they're getting sued now by a lot of the people that was on the weight that actually lost that weight. They're getting sued now because they gained it all back. I don't see how the hell they going to, you know.
I'm friends with Coach Mo, and he gained that weight back. He's exactly right.
So what happened? Was it all because of the cause, or was it, you know, it was just, you know, they were just going with the program? What happened to make you say, look, I lost 160?
The program works. You know what I'm saying? I tell people it's up to you to continue doing what you're doing. But then see, what people don't understand, when your body plateaus out, it's time to restart the motor.
Right.
The nutrition starts over.
You said nutrition starts over?
Yep.
So once they lost all the weight,
their body got used to what they was doing. And like I tell people, all right, when you plateau out the second, third, fourth, or fifth time,
yeah,
I tell people, eat a cheat meal, get back on your nutrition. Okay, now trick your body again. Now change all your carbs around. Start eating something completely different. But see, people don't know it because da-da-da-da did that. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, everybody don't know the science, Mega. It is a real science to the game.
So you think that they gained all that weight back because They started eating the way they used to, or they just started eating?
That's some of the reason, but I tell people, even when your body, even on good nutrition, I say your body's going to get used to that. Now, how do you restart the metabolism? You change it to a different nutrition plan.
Got you. Okay. But you're not a vegan.
It works the same way, Mega. Same thing with me. I train vegan clients. I've done vegan ketosis. It still works the same way. Protein is protein, just like a carb is a good one and one is a bad one.
Right.
People don't understand the science. You know, I love when you say the science. It is real fucking science.
Right.
My mouth.
It's a science to it.
Yeah, and I said, just because you're certified, I'm a certified fucking personal trainer. Man, I didn't learn the science in that book.
Right. It's sort of like saying if you got all your education from school, you're still uneducated. There's a thing that's out here that's called life. You know what I mean? So
right. Yeah. You know, you're not being a hater, man. I tell people, when I say stuff, y'all don't think God gave me the vision to see that shit. That's what y'all don't understand.
Yeah, well, you're not a hater. They say, you know, a hater ain't a hater if you're telling the truth.
Man, we say it all the time when we talk, man. You're exactly right. You told me to say it. I'm like, man, well, hate me for telling the truth, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know the truth gonna prevail over everything. And even if you lying to me, I can look at you. I can look at you and see. Okay, hey, this is why I don't talk to obese and overweight people for free. They say, well, tell me, Mega, what would I change? Well, this is what you do. You change this. But I do that. I don't really eat that much. This conversation is over, man. Call me when you want to pay me, because if you want to bullshit me, because if you want to bullshit me, you're going to have to pay me to bullshit me. Like, you can't bullshit me for free. You know what I mean? Yeah, I ain't going to sit here and let you bullshit.
I ain't going to waste my time.
Yeah, you can't do that for free. You can't sit here and tell me you don't eat that much and you know, and you morbidly obese. You ain't just a little bit overweight. You morbidly, like, you really want to hear me go off on your ass. But here's the deal. I digress. I digress, man. Yeah. Hey, anyway, Nate, listen, I gotta go, man. We've been on this joint, man. It's Friday. I got great things popping. I got these billboards that's about to go up. I got my whole media platform that's about to go bananas out here. It's gonna be a crazy summer, baby. And my Stevie J voice. Hey, man, tell the people where they can find you at, man.
Nate Porter, the fitness trainer on Facebook, and Nate Porter with a 3 on Instagram.
There it is. All right. I'll holler at you.
All right. I'm going to hit you, Mega.
One. Hey, listen, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have been completely dope. It's been a good show. I'm feeling good. You know, I got my diet going on right now. Y'all probably can tell. But you know what I mean? I got my thing popping. But listen, no matter what, if your best to your worst, keep God first. And always keep getting closer to your dreams. One love, baby.